Blackstone Audio presents Stalking Ground, a Timber Creek Canine Mystery by Margaret Mizushima. This book is read by Nancy Wu. To my husband, Charlie, with gratitude for his never-ending support. Chapter 1. Thursday, mid-October. A bead of sweat rolled down Deputy Maddie Cobb's face beneath the plastic guard on her helmet. She tilted her head to keep the sweat from going into her eyes and caught a glimpse of the sky. Not a cloud in sight. It was unseasonably warm for October in Denver. Much warmer than in Timber Creek, where forest and meadow soaked up the sun's rays. Here, the rays hit pavement and bent back upon themselves. She'd been assigned the lead on a mission at an industrial park south of Denver. A jewelry store had been robbed at Cherry Creek Mall, and patrol officers had followed the suspects to this location. Reports indicated at least two armed suspects, possibly three, had escaped and then abandoned their Dodge Intrepid in this parking lot. Maddie and her canine partner, Robo, were expected to track and apprehend the fugitives. Three unfamiliar officers, called by code names Red, Blue, and Green, fanned out behind her as backup. The officers carried AR-15 rifles and Maddie a Glock 17 handgun. Maddie signaled for them to gather around. The park is laid out in a rectangle. There are four rows of three buildings each. Starting on the left, we'll call that row 1, then 2, 3, and 4. We'll number the buildings, starting with 1, 2, and 3 in the first row. Maddie counted off the buildings 1 through 12, pointing out each.